Hi everyone, and welcome to today's practice. Although today's practice has been inspired by the current goings-on of the world, this practice will always be useful for any time that you feel your environment can potentially fuel your anxiety. This practice is completely beginner-friendly. I've actually made it for anyone and everyone that is feeling the current collective anxiety. I promise it'll be easily digestible and really trust that it'll help you, even if it's in a little way. So I hope you're in some comfy clothes. Grab whatever makes you comfortable. You don't have to sit upright for this meditation, but it is a good practice to keep the spine straight. So even if you want to sit up on a couch or on a chair, or just leaning your back up against a wall, if not, lie down, grab a blanket, grab a pillow, whatever makes you feel comfy, and let's get into it. Alright, so I'll just give you one more second to get into your comfy seat or lying position. And speaking in present time, there's a lot of fear in the community, there's a lot of fear in people, and it can be really easy to take on that fear as your own. It's really easy to not realize that that's happening to you, so hopefully this practice will help you with that. So we're going to prepare for our meditation by really getting into our sitting position or lying down position. So if you're sitting up, really feeling your sit bones down on the ground. So you may notice that you just drop down a little bit. And if you're lying down, just really allowing the weight of your body to splay down onto the ground. But altogether, whether you're lying down or sitting up, we're just gonna start to wiggle the body a little bit. And this may feel weird, so close your eyes so that you're not afraid of what you look like. And just really go for it. Wiggle your hips, your arms, your head. We're still stressing the body, so we're just really kind of getting out of our heads, getting out of what we think is real and what we think isn't real and all these opinions, and just shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Come on, come on, get going. And we're just gonna do that for three. Make any noises you need to make. Two, slowing it down on the one, and taking a deep breath in together and sighing it out. Just notice how you feel. Maybe there's a slight difference, maybe there isn't. That's okay, just noticing it either way. Great. So now we're going to get into our short meditation. And for those lying down, instructions are all the same. So we're gonna begin by just looking at a point in front of you, directly in front of you, so neck is nice and straight. And it may be at me, or if that is freaking you out, you can kind of look to the side of the camera. But just looking at a point directly in front of you and really bringing all of your awareness into that point. Okay, so letting the outside world, the other objects in the room, really just dissolve into the background. Really focus. And then any noises as well, allow it all to, so we're really locking in your focus to this point in front of you. And then when you're ready, just breathe your eyes closed. Great. So I hope that little starting exercise showed you how easy it is to quieten the mind by just focusing on one thing. And we're gonna practice that same thing now by focusing in on your breath. So with the eyes closed, just noticing how you're breathing. Maybe it's really shallow, maybe it's really deep, but just try to notice. And if that just seems, what is she talking about? Notice how difficult you're finding it to just observe, which is very symbolic of your environment. Rather than observing your environment, you are becoming it, you're feeling it. So just with the breath, can you just watch? Can you just watch your own breath, accept it as it is, not judging it because it's not deep enough, or not trying to make it some spiritual meditative breath, but just where are you at? Drop in here now and Feel into your breath, observe it. Now the mind, or what some people like to call the part of you that is your ego, loves to pull you into different narratives and different stories and different times, but never here and now. And if the mind is resisting what I just said and is saying, no, that's not the case, that's not true, take this moment now, releasing your focus of the breath, to just observe your thoughts. Notice if you're worrying about the future, or maybe you're stuck in the past, or maybe every now and then as you bring your focus to your thoughts, they subside for a moment, or they come into present time thinking. Notice other people's opinions, narratives, fears. And then, when you're ready, bring your focus back to the breath. Noticing how your breath is now. Maybe there's a bigger sense of space in you now, or maybe you've contracted even more after watching the mind just for a moment. There's no right or wrong in this space. And just notice if your mind has quietened just a little. Great. Now let's again bring our focus and our awareness to the mind. Put a spotlight on it. Let it think what it wants to think. Oftentimes meditation is misunderstood as stopping the mind or not thinking. And although that's achievable, the way to do that, especially in the beginning phases or even in challenging times, that begins with observation of the thoughts. So what are you thinking? How are you thinking? And I sometimes compare the mind or the ego to a child having a temper tantrum. So yelling and screaming to get your attention, and then as soon as you give it attention, it doesn't even really have a specific reason to get your attention. So the same as a child screaming and yelling, you think, oh my goodness, something must be wrong, and then you get there and really they just wanted attention. So thinking of your mind in a similar way, noticing how that thing that has been playing on your mind isn't as relevant to the present moment as you thought it was. And then we're gonna try, for those that feel comfortable to, instead of just jumping back to the breath, while watching the mind, still observing the thoughts, become aware of your breath. And for those who don't feel ready or don't feel that that's resonant for them, just focus back on the breath. So some of us are just focusing in on the breath now, and some of us are still watching the thoughts, the headspace, and simultaneously aware of the breath. Now, for for those that are simultaneously aware of the headspace and the breath, I invite you to consider that there is an intelligence to you beyond the mind. Being as you are watching the mind, yet you are also aware of the breath. This makes no sense whatsoever, but let's just embrace that as what is right now. When you're ready, let's all come back to the breath. And just reminding yourself that whether the world is in panic, still focusing on the breath now, whether the world is in panic, whether the world is in peace, the breath continues. Whether we're in a state of anxiety or a state of bliss, the breath continues. And just letting that be a little metaphor for any uncertain times in your life, any challenging times in your life, any challenging environments. You be as the breath, whether your outside reality is sunny or thunderstorming. You are the breath. You choose to continue in your own rhythm. Now, to close our practice, we're just going to take 3 deep conscious breaths with a sigh out on the out breath. So, as deep as you can go, deep breath in and sigh it out. Deep breath in and big sigh out. For those that want to integrate awareness of the thought, let's do that on the next breath in. And be loud about it, let it all go. And for those who, again, want to practice this, observe your mind, again, bringing the awareness back to the mind or to the breath. And with that awareness, holding that focus, gently flutter your eyes open. And notice if you lost that focus as you opened your eyes. When we open our eyes, there's so many things that could potentially pull us out of our own rhythm. So let this be a practice, especially in safe spaces. Just start noticing your breath. If you're doing homework, if you're watching a TV show, see if you can simultaneously notice the breath, or maybe even notice your thoughts. And that will give you a little more, if not a lot more, strength and power within yourself to be in any environment and face any adversity. This meditation is a part of a series that I'm doing for the current times. And in that playlist, there will be different practices that you can use to feel your best during a challenging time. And to be the best version of yourself is to tend to what is. So let's not resist our fear, let's not resist our emotions, but instead work with them and step into our power. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you guys in the next video. Thank you so much.